Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul collects an offering, not for himself, but for the church in Jerusalem. Judea was in the midst of a severe famine, and the believers were famished. The Jerusalem church had given the Gentiles the gospel. Now Paul encourages the Gentile churches to return the favor and give financially to feed the Jews. Paul points first to the Macedonians as a prime example of generous giving. It was not easy, times were tough and budgets tight, but they were willing to give beyond what they could afford. Second, he points to Jesus, who was willing to become poor that we could become rich. Christian devotion is not complete unless it loosens our purse strings. Apparently, the Corinthians had promised to collect an offering, but they had failed to get started. Paul warns that God places an importance on finishing what we begin. Good intentions are not enough. As in tennis, a good serve requires a good follow-through. Finally, Paul believed Christians should share not only their Savior, but their supplies. Why should one member go without while others have more than enough? Hey, that's still a good question for us to ponder.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.